Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Roman Show, and on the line we have a wrestling legend, I would say, and very respected because of his technique inside the ring, Mr. Jerry Lynn. Welcome to the Roman Show, sir.
Hey, thank you very much. I don't know about my technique. I always say I became a wrestler because I'm clumsy and I fall down a lot.
No, I must say, you land Storm. When I remember watching you guys wrestle, it was just amazing. You know, it was like poetry in action. I forgot who I stole that line from, but it really was. You know, it seemed like you guys just understood each other. You had the language with the maneuvers that you had. Everything just seemed so smooth when you guys battled inside the squared circle in ECW, and just seeing you in action just quite amazing, very fast paced and so forth. So it's an honor to have you here in the program, sir.
Oh, well, thank you.
Now, Jerry, hopefully you're safe out there with this whole storm. I know you're in Tennessee. I know they were having some snow out there, no?
No, not right now. Everything's been pretty cool now. I think a few days ago my dad said we had a few flurries, but I didn't. I was busy at work, so I didn't see it. But it's been a little chilly here, though.
Good thing with that. Now, Jerry, let's talk some pro wrestling now. I spoke to you yesterday. We were trying to set up the whole interview, and you mentioned that this is pretty much it. You're on your retirement tour of pro wrestling. Why the retirement, and who is gonna be your last opponents that you'll ever wrestle?
Well, I have to give it up because my body's shot. It's had enough. I probably should have quit about 5 years ago. But, it was the hardest decision I've ever had to make. So, it's time. I like walking. And I'm hoping when I get older I can still walk. But right now my last match is going to be, I didn't plan for it to be this far out, but it's going to be March 23rd at the Minneapolis Convention Center. And I'm trying to get it all put together. I'm planning on it being a four-way with guys I was in feuds with 20 years ago. And so one guy is J.B. Trask, another guy is Horace the Psychopath, and also the other guy is X-Pac. Mm-hmm. He and I had the big feud way back in like 89, when he was the Lightning Kid still. We beat the crap out of each other for a couple of years trying to get noticed.
It was a 2-year feud, right, Adam?
Oh, yeah.
You had a 2-year feud?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then finally we got brought down to that global down in Dallas.
Wow, quite amazing. Just two-year feud. Now, looking back during those days, and nowadays, of course, aside from the toll that your body has taken, but what can you say about the development in pro wrestling nowadays?
Oh, it's changed. It's changed into something completely different when you're talking about, what's on TV and stuff. But it's really become a lot more dangerous, too, with all the newer innovative moves and stuff that the guys are coming up with all the time. The bar is being raised all the time, too, as to what it takes to win a match. You practically got to, run someone over with a cement truck or pull out a gun and just shoot them. So, it's gotten a lot more dangerous and, a lot more, like I said, the bar has been raised. You got to put your body through a lot more now.
Well, I think we would credit that to ECW, which you were a part of. Because Extreme Championship Wrestling pretty much raised the standard during the time when pro wrestling was just brewing some really, really good stuff back in the mid-90s and early 2000s when it was ECW, WCW, and WWF. But I think you guys have credited that stuff. In fact, I remember watching reports comparing WWF, which was known back then, and WCW to ECW and breaking tables and all of that stuff. But it seems though, and in my opinion, with the PG era, do you think it's kind of loosened up now and say, hey, let's make it more kid-friendly? And does this mean it'll take less of a toll on your body?
I don't know if making it kid friendly means less physicality. I think that just means, you know, keeping the language cleaned up and the subject matter in the storyline. I don't think it necessarily tones down the physicality, except for maybe if you let a feud get bloody or something like that, that they pretty much eliminated, they pretty much make it now, especially the Fed, that if anyone starts bleeding, they stop the match and clean them up right away. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it'll really necessarily tone down the physicality of it.
Tell me about ECW, because ECW is just phenomenal. I remember when they used to air it in channels like around 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm here in Florida. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
Justin, you watch it too.
When I was in WCW, I'd get together with my buddy and be at 2 o'clock in the morning and we'd watch it. And the funny thing is, I always swore up and down. I said, that's one company I will never work for. Because those guys were hitting each other over the head with anything the fans handed them over the rail. There was, like, Super Nintendos, frying pans, microwave ovens, you name it. But
And how did you find yourself going in there?
Well, I guess after I was done with WCW, I had a tryout match with WWF. And after it aired, Paulie had Chris Candido hunt me down, and he called up and asked me. He said, yeah, Paulie wants to know if you'd want to come in for a couple shots. And so I told him, you know, how much I wanted, and I said, one more thing. I said, I don't want some idiot hitting me in the head with a frying pan. And he said, no, no, no. He said, we have our brawlers and we have our wrestlers. So I was like, all right, cool.
And you pretty much set the standard, I won't get hit. And, you know, we saw that great feud between you and Lance Storm, which I'm telling you, when I watched both of you guys, it was just phenomenal. Tell me about that feud you had with him. And was he one of the top guys you loved wrestling?
Oh, yeah. He was, like you said, he was so smooth, and he was just a tremendous wrestler. And it was just, you'd have to really try hard to have a bad match with Lance. But, you know, we'd wrestled each other so many times that, you know, a lot of times it just, you know, got to be just second nature. There's one show we're running late to. We'd gone the wrong direction or something, and we're running late. And as soon as we got to the building, we were told we were on and next. So we had time to get dressed and then head to the ring. So pretty much just, you know, didn't really plan anything, just went out there and wrestled.
Yeah, you know, I just recently saw Lance Storm wrestle here in Florida with ROH, and the guy still got it. He moves so smooth. It's like fluidity, you know. It's just amazing how this guy works and his technique. Now, I want to talk about RVD. Working with Rob Van Dam, another phenomenal wrestler with a really unorthodox way of competing inside squared. So tell me about wrestling him and some stories you want to share. Perhaps even, you know, prior to going outside and wrestling in front of a fan, anything that went up in the back of the locker room.
Oh, just wrestling Rob, like you said, he's got a very unorthodox style, but you know, that's one thing the guy who trained me said, if you want to learn how to be a good wrestler, you've got to be able to adapt to anyone's style or their timing, because everyone's different. And from the first time, Rob and I just really clicked. And so we always challenged ourselves, too. We wanted to give the fans something they hadn't seen before, but at the same time, you know, we were trying to make it fun for us, too. But it was, you know, it was real physical. I always joke and say it took years off my life. But it seemed like, you know, every match, either he or I or both of us were getting busted open and stuff. But, you know, we played rough.
Tell me about that. As soon as you have such a physical match with the blood and pain that you have, going to the locker room, what's the first thing you guys talk about?
After the match?
After the match.
Oh, just pretty much ask each other if you're okay. Make sure no one needs a trip to the hospital. You know, that's the That's the main thing, is everyone's all right.
And now, knowing with the physicality in the back, what were some of the craziest injuries that you on a personal level suffered or witnessed from some of your other coworkers in ECW or the other federation that you worked for?
Oh, geez. When New Jack and Vic Grimes went off the scaffolding and Vic landed on top of New Jack and messed up his pelvic bone got broke, and that was scary. I'll never forget Fonzie when he had the match against Beulah and he was bleeding like a pig. That was pretty nasty too. There's been so many, and then when Sabu had the barbed wire match and got his arm just ripped to shreds and needed like 70 stitches, that was bad too. There's been so many.
Now, would you say that most of the injuries, the most extreme injuries you saw were in ECW?
You see them here and there. I've been on some, did some shows for Ian Rotten. I was I think the only regular match in the King of the Death Match tournament for IWA Mid South, and who was it? JC Bailey, maybe. Had a big gash in his lat. I mean, you could see the flesh. I mean, I've seen some. There's been a lot of different shows where guys have been messed up pretty good.
Wow, now Jerry, looking at you with the way you are, with your long blonde hair, and then at one point you were known as Jerry the Ram. By any chance, when they filmed the movie The Wrestler, when Mickey Harrison also goes by the Ram, did they approach you, or did you say, hey, what the heck? That used to be my name.
No. That movie had nothing to do with me. No.
Randy the Ram.
No. After the movie, there's a guy in Denver who wanted to do a tag team gimmick, and they called it Team Ram Jam, so that he had the outfits made and stuff. But no, the movie was never about me or anything like that. They never even, no one even approached me about it. I thought I'd have been a good stunt double. But
right.
But after seeing some of the scenes with Necro Butcher, I don't mind not being a stunt double then.
So tell me about this upcoming match you got with Pro Wrestling Syndicate on November 9th.
Oh,
there'll be an action.
Colt Cabana. I'm going up against Colt Cabana. I've wrestled him a few times, and the last time we wrestled, I was the Ring of Honor champion, and I wrestled him in his hometown of Chicago. So it was a big night. And so I'm really looking forward to this. He's really adept at the English style and European style and stuff. So I'm sure it'll be a learning lesson for me also.
That's right. Cole Cabana, who I know recently just had an issue there with the whole NWA title. It's up in the air. And Pro Wrestling Syndicate, which will be taking place in Aurora, this is everything goes well, off in the Northeast with their situation, as they're trying to get through with the whole Hurricane Sandy. But hopefully everything is fine by the time November 9th hits, but you can check out ProWrestlingSyndicate.com for ticket information. Now, Jerry, tell me about wrestling in these independent shows. You were a guy that was used to wrestling in front of a big, large crowd, 10,000, 20,000. Tell me the difference between wrestling in an independent scene in front of the crowd. Does it feel more homey to wrestle in front of a small crowd?
To me, as long as the crowd is rowdy and having a good time and is into it, that's what I want. I would rather wrestle in front of 50 loud, rowdy people instead of 5,000 dead, silent people.
It gets you more focused or more into it. Explain that to me because as a wrestler, there's some wrestlers that are like, I can't get hyped, as long as I see 50,000 or 20,000 people. And then they just don't perform the same when there's like 10 people. But like you mentioned, if there's 10 people and these guys are screaming out of the lungs, you might as well get hyped.
No, the great thing about professional wrestling, and this is what I tell people who've never gone to a show before, is the fans are part of the show, and the wrestlers feed off that energy. The louder and rowdier you are, the harder we work and kill ourselves for you. It's a very unique relationship.
And on that pro wrestling syndicate show, you're gonna Mr. Belding, you know, who used to be at Saved by the Bell, he's gonna be for wrestling for the first time. And it's actually, you can see this stuff on the internet pay-per-view. Well, what is your opinion on a guy like that? You know, WWE is just known for this stuff. They'll get your average comedian or movie star and put him inside a squared circle. Do you find this as a way of, huh?
Yeah, it depends on each individual person, because I've seen, like, at TNA, when they brought in Dennis Rodman, he acted like he didn't even want to be there. And then in TNA, when they had me tagged with Frank Wycheck from the Titans, he put his whole heart and soul into it. So it was awesome. So it just depends on each individual person. You know, but it's nice to see, you know, the ones that are really fans that really put their all into it.
Yeah, I do remember that Dennis Rodman. You know, I had the pleasure of meeting Dennis Rodman once or twice. And I mentioned to him about the whole worm and when he teamed up with Karl Malone. And he's like, don't even mention that to me. And you're definitely right. He did not want to be there.
Right.
You could just tell in his face. Again, guys, the matchup, again, if all goes well, it's going to be in New Jersey with Pro Wrestling Syndicate, Jerry Lynn versus Colt Cabana. Matt Hardy's going to be there. Mr. Belding's going to be there. It's going to be great stuff, and you can watch this stuff live online. You can visit prowrestling.com. For more information. Jerry, so this is pretty much it. This is your final tour, aside from Wrestling and Pro Wrestling Syndicate. Where else are you going to be wrestling in obviously Minneapolis?
Let me think. I'm trying to see, remember what the date was. I believe it is November 17th in Pittsburgh for Extreme Rising. I'll be there. I'll be wrestling Homicide. And I can't remember the other dates, but I've got a lot of stuff coming up, more than I actually planned on taking up. Oh, I will be at Final Battle for Ring of Honor also in New York.
So
that'll be my last Ring of Honor show.
And Ring of Honor, so you will be part of Ring of Honor?
Just that, just the Final Battle show.
It's a fine amount of great stuff. And again, guys, you can visit Pro Wrestling Syndicate on Facebook, facebook.com/Pro Wrestling Syndicate. And you can visit the website, prowrestlingsyndicate.com, to get more information. I know tickets start at $20. You can call them at 1-800-838-306. TNA, you were there for some little short time out there. Tell me your experience out there. You asked for your release. How come? Does your body going to take it anymore, or you wanted a break?
It was at a time when they started telling the talent we couldn't work for independents that had DVD distribution or TV or pay-per-views. And that was a lot of my regulars. So now all of a sudden you're telling me I can't work for a lot of my, you know, regulars, and then you don't bring me in for two TVs, so that was a whole month. I had no income from TNA. So they basically forced me to ask for my release. Got to make a living.
Of course, money talks. You can't go wrong with that. And now, did you also have an opportunity to train some of the folks as well in TNA?
No. That was just all talks about them possibly starting up a school, but it never happened.
Yeah, because I know that there were talks, and, you know, we recently had Savio Vega, who was talking about that he was out there being a trainer and so forth, that he changed the whole aspect of it. But, Do you find yourself, I know some wrestlers that they were in the pro wrestling business, was it WWE or TNA, they don't watch it anymore. They don't watch Monday Night Raw. They don't watch TNA. Do you watch it every now and then when you have a chance?
I try and keep up, just, you know, do my homework and keep up with what's going on in the business. But, yeah, there's, for the most part, there are a lot of times where I just don't have time anymore. And, you know, at this point in my career, I'm trying to, you know, put more emphasis on, you know, being home and being a husband and a dad. So after 24 years of, you know, traveling all over the place, it's time to, especially when my body's had it and I'm retiring, it's time to start settling down and pay more attention to the family.
That is awesome, Jerry. Well, Jerry, anything you'd like to add before we let you go?
Oh, just want to say thanks to all the fans for the support over the years. It's been a fun ride, and I've always said, you know, at this point in my career, every show is like a family reunion. because you see the same fans that keep showing up in the different cities, and you know, seeing the wrestlers that I've known for a couple decades now, and the younger wrestlers that are sort of like watching my kids grow up on the road. So, you know, every show is like a family reunion, and it's just you know, every show is sort of bittersweet too. It's good to see everyone again, but it's going to suck when it, you know, when I retire.
What do you plan to do after retirement?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out. Still trying to figure out what I want to do when I grow up. So, thought it was wrestling, but turns out you can't do that forever. But, you know, I'm hoping I'll be involved somewhere behind the scenes.
Like a booker or an agent or a trainer or something like that?
Yeah. I got a few indies that are interested in using me as an agent, so we'll see.
Gotcha. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you so very much. And you know what? I got to admit, I used to love when you used to come down with that whole heavy metal. I'm a big heavy metal fan. So
awesome.
When you had that long hair, you know, that the whole 80s feel to it, kudos to that, man. I used to love the heavy metal coming out to that.
Well, thanks. I got to represent.
Thank you so very much. Have a good night.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Thanks, girl. Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to romandh@yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, romandh@yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at romandh@yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of The Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to CounterMove.com. That's CounterMove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
This is Booker T, 5-time WCW champion. Make sure you guys keep listening to The Roman Show, and I know you can dig that, sucker!
Oh, hey folks, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and I'd like to listen to The Roman Show, tough guy. Ho! Oh!
November 5th, a very special The Roman Show, the day before the general election on this Elections Eve night. But you've heard there the interview with ECW TNA veteran Jerry Lynn at the beginning of the show. Hopefully you enjoyed that stuff as he talked about his retirement. He will be retiring next year. And in a three-way dance, that's what he is scheduled to conclude his career. But we got lots to talk about here in this program tonight, a little early and during the week, as we started on Monday instead of Tuesday. But joining me on the other side, my main man, Johnny Knockout. Johnny, you know, I got to ask you, man, how's New York doing right now?
Doing pretty good.
Hello, Jake Hill, our man Romanites. What's doing? What's happening?
Yeah,
I love to hear it, man.
I'm okay. Everything good, though, huh? Yeah, nothing.
I mean, you're talking to the epitome of positivity. So there's nothing that's going to stop me from being happy. But, I think everybody's coming along. Unfortunately, for some people, you know, they lost their houses and a lot of damage to a lot of houses here on the East Coast. But, you know, I'm pulling for them. Anybody that's listening, that if you have any family that's going through some loss right now, we certainly, our hearts go out to you. We hope that you recover quickly and as best as you can.
Yes, sir. And I'm so glad to hear from you, man. I know that everything went out fine. You know, being that we are in South Florida, we know all about hurricanes. And we know about the flooding and the winds and falling trees and falling wood and fires and all of that stuff. But I'm glad to hear that you're okay and everyone else in New York is just moving along. And just, you know, it's just another day. So that's definitely
well, thanks,
awesome.
Man. I'm glad to hear you're okay over there, too. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. And we dodged this thing, so we're lucky enough.
I really feel that, too. Yeah. I honestly, the only thing I really saw with my own two eyes was heavy winds. So, like I said, I was very fortunate. I'm very happy about that. I feel for the people that may have had some loss, but like I said, you know, you're speaking to somebody that's dealt with adversity since day one, and you just keep coming back stronger. So,
yes, sir. Well, Johnny, we're going to have a great program tonight. We obviously our weird news section. We also have
I love weird news.
We got to love. And I told you,
yeah.
It's just gonna get. I don't even want to mention it. How crazy it's gonna be. But we have Knucklehead. Who check this out. I want you to hear this just a little, because at the end of the night, Johnny, you and me are gonna be doing the toe tap. Let's just listen to this a little bit here.
Yo, what's the biz, people? This your boy DJ Rack, and we got this new dance, the toe tap. We got my man Knucklehead. We got the break. Yo, shout out to Street Kingdom. Shout out to my boy Jay Ruggers and Mr. Noise, man. We on the beat. Let's go.
First off, it's simple. Knucklehead gentle. Man, outside chilling in the sand with my fans. Can I get a hand as I praise my father? Watch me use this dance. First, switch your stance. Lean back a little bit, then you spread your legs. Just about the shoulder width.
That's right. That's the toe tapping, guys. Now, this dance craze was huge on WorldStarHipHop.com. And Johnny, WorldStarHipHop.com is a website very popular nowadays. You can see these unique videos there, stuff that you're like, where the hell did they find this? And Toe Tappy was a major hit. They got like over a million hits or whatnot. And you know nowadays, Johnny, everyone has these dances. They got the do the Dougie and the Bernie and the Wobble and all these dances.
I have no idea.
We got to come up with a knockout dance.
Real men don't dance. Johnny Knockout doesn't dance. If you ever, on the rare occasions that I do whip out my break moves, my break dance moves, and I'm dancing with a hot mama, I have my very unique style. I once, I'll give you a quick story before we get toe tapping Tommy or whatever his name is on the line. I was out dancing, and it was, you know, you got to impress the ladies, right? So I told the girl, I said, look, you know, I'm not really a dancer. I said, but I tell you what, you're going to have a great time. Oh, man, I Irish whipped her. I brought her back. I lifted her up. I spun her around, you know, because I'm a wrestler. And I spun around. Actually, one of the security guards had said, hey, you know, you got to cut that out or else you got to leave. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you're just jealous that I got awesome dance moves. He goes, no, actually, you hit me with her. I was like, oh, okay, I'll calm down. That's
oh,
how I dance,
no.
Ladies. Are you up for the challenge? Come at me, bro.
But Johnny, maybe we could come up with a knockout dance. You know, you get knocked out, you walk around like if you're dizzy. You know, when a boxer gets hit.
I think that's what happens. That's what happens with the female counterpart when I dance. She walks around like she's dizzy afterwards. I mean, if I'm spinning her around like that, you know, got to show the ladies a good time, you know.
Yes, sir. Hey, Johnny, let's take this quick phone call before we're going to go ahead and into our segment, Laughing with Felix. He's going to tell us a couple of jokes. I'm sure he's going to include a couple or two regarding tomorrow's election. Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show, all the way from New York. Caller? Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, you're on the air. Who's calling?
It's me. Hi, mate.
You know who this man is, Johnny. You know who this man is, Johnny.
I have a problem with people not addressing who they are. Who's me? It could be anybody. Is it Bobby Lashley? Who's me?
Yeah,
is it
Bobby
my aunt?
Lashley.
Is it my aunt Carol? I don't have an aunt Carol, but it sounded like a guy.
Yeah, it's your Uncle Tony.
my Uncle Tony. Oh God, how are you, Uncle Tony? How is Aunt Barbara and Cousin Jackie? They good?
Oh, they're all fine.
Very, very good. Where's my box of chocolates you guys were supposed to send me last Christmas?
They're on back order.
I don't like to hear that. I need my chocolate on front order and overnight delivery. Is this the Don?
Yes, it is.
I recognize
him.
He's a very, very unique voice. I know it's him right off the bat. I know my brother Roy. Just I like to mess with him, so. How are you tonight?
Don, how's everything in your neck of the woods?
Well, the water missed me by 2 blocks.
Actually, yeah, you live like really close to the bay, to the shore.
Yeah, I missed by 2 blocks, up and around. It went all around, and my block was one of the lucky ones. And I thank God. You know, it was a horrible sight. You know, we went around showing, you know, the kids and all that, you know, how lucky we were. And it gave me a reality check in life. Like, there's somebody out there watching. But there was total devastation. A lot of people lost their lives out here in this area. And homes, families were turned upside down. And it's just crazy. And it's still like a war zone. I drive up and down and you see, you know, donations of clothes all over, people rummaging through it and trying to keep warm, and it's just crazy.
I'm glad to hear that you guys are fine, though.
Thought I'd see anything like that in my life.
Yeah, and I actually, I spoke to a friend of mine. I don't know, he's really into the weather, but he was just, you know, he knows when rain's coming in, like he could tell just by looking at the sky. He's freaky like that, but he tells me that this is nothing. Like, this kind of hurricane we got is nothing compared to what we could be in store for. Like, it wasn't as bad as it could have been, to where some insurance companies are actually trying to, you know, get out of paying, like, policies and premiums by saying, like, it was a tropical storm, technically. You know, unfortunately, you know, that's a different situation. But basically, you know, it could be, like, 4 times worse.
Right.
You know?
Like I said, it was like nothing I've ever seen in my life, and it was just crazy. People were running for their lives. We went outside as it was windy, and you know, it wasn't raining that much, but the way the surges came with the full moon and the high tide, the water was coming like I say every block was like within 3 seconds. That's how fast the water was rushing. I drove down a few blocks. Houses were moved off a foundation. Like bombs went off. Transformers that with the electric were blowing up like it was lightning. The sky was all blue, and it was just crazy. Then we had people running down my block screaming, "Get out! Get out! The water's coming! The water's coming!" And my block, what it is like on a peak. it peaks to the high to a high point. So water will only find a way that it could rush into a low point. So the way my block was designed, it's higher than the boulevard. I'm 6 blocks from the boulevard and 10 blocks from the beach. So it's higher than the beach and it's higher than the boulevard. So as you could, at the end of my block, if you go, you'll see, you look down, it slopes down. And if you look up towards the boulevard, it slopes down again. And the water just seeped its way around other blocks. And it was like a 3-block span that the water didn't touch in this area, and the electric didn't go out. The lights flickered, you know, with the wind and everything. But like I said, I was lucky. I thank God, for protecting my family and me. And what I've been doing is just been going around donating stuff. And I guess that's my way of thanking the Lord what he did for us, you know. And I've seen kids without clothes just running out of their houses with clothes that they had on their back, and they lost everything. And it's just, it's crazy, and, you know.
It's unfortunate. You see, Roman, I didn't experience any of this. Like, I mean, I was on Staten Island as well with my family,
right.
But I didn't witness any of this firsthand. I mean, it's pretty heartbreaking to hear this kind of thing. I'm glad it wasn't worse for you, Roy. I'm glad that obviously, you know, I know it's trite to say and it's common and cliche, but, you know, it could have been worse. I'm glad that at least that you guys have a way to be able, you know, to keep on your feet, and now you can help others. You know, that's really cool, and I admire that. Let's see what I could do on my end over here. I think there's some churches that donate, but, you know, I'll give what I have. I don't have a lot, but, you know, I'm sure there's some clothes that I don't really need, so I could help out.
Yeah, if anyone out there in New York, near Don over here, to be you know, anything you can help out, just help them out. You could also text guys to the redcross.org. Red Cross, just go ahead and text 90999 with Red Cross, and you'll make a $10 donation. You know, Don, it's, you know, picturing what you've been stating, man, I've been seeing some of the images, and it's really haunting when you see these cabs on the street. Flooded. I was in New York last year, and I just couldn't even imagine that stuff. Being there, we're in Miami, we've seen hurricanes from left to right, but seeing New York underwater, it's like, really? Does that really happen there? I saw a video today from one of the UFC fighters. His house was completely destroyed. The guy had water up to probably like his hip, and he's a tall guy. It's just crazy, man, and I'm glad to hear that you're fine, and you guys are moving forward, which is awesome.
Well, it's, you know, God's be, and then, you know, it's just, like I said, it's incredible to see, and I haven't ever seen something like this in all my life, and it kind of scared me and woke me up a little bit. Like, you know, you got to thank God for everything you have in life and live one day at a time, you know? And it's crazy. It's crazy. But, like I said, just let you guys be safe. And I'll sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Thanks
hopefully
for calling in and shedding light on the situation so people out there that are listening can see how serious this is. But I encourage people, if they're going to go donate and help out, make sure it's to a reputable cause. You know, a lot of people... Regardless, I mean, of how devastating it is for some people like to take advantage of situations like this, which is unfortunate, and I know that this is a deserving place in hell for people like that, but make sure if you're spending money or you're giving it to somebody, make sure it's somebody like a Red Cross or, you know, it's a reputable place, or just go down in person to a shelter or wherever you can, you know, take the time and make sure you see where things are going, you know, and it's going to the right people.
That's right. Thanks, Don, for calling in. And also, you could visit SalvationArmyUSA.org, FeedingAmerica.org, AmeriCares.org, WorldVision.org. These are just some of the websites. And again, you could just text message Red Cross to 90999 to make a $10 donation. But I'm glad to hear that Don is good. And, you know, we're going to entertain him now just a little bit. In fact, we're going to bring a little laughter now into the program.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Laughing with Felix. Phoenix, what you got for us this week, man?
What's up, Roman?
Pretty good, man. What you got for us?
I don't get a hold of.
All right, Hey, what's up, Lynn? This is Johnny Knockout, buddy, Mr. Felix.
I thought Lynn was coming.
Let's talk on politics. I honestly, myself, I don't vote. Why? Because both presidents have good and bad points. It's like having two girls, one with big bros and another girl with a big bro. I can't decide, so I stay single. Even if I don't vote, I still think we should go out and vote. Ignore the presidents and go out and vote for the animal, the donkey or the elephant, whichever one makes you happy. I hate donkey shows, and I'm not a big fan of elephants, so let's see how that goes. Another reason I stay out of the voting is because as soon as you start voting, you got that awful letter in the mail. You know what I'm talking about. Jury duty. I know that certain topics are not being brought up anymore, like world hunger and being overpopulated by cats and dogs. Hey, I got a solution. How about we get some of those cats and dogs that are going to put to sleep anyways? How about we send them over to those kids so they cannot go another night without sleeping? Talk about a real hot dog. I call it two birds and the one stone solution. How about gangs? We're being overpopulated by gangs. They're in every street. They're in every corner. How about we start cleaning up the gangs? You see, you walk out of my... The other day, I went to my friend's apartment, and he told me, hey, don't go through there. And I'm like, why? He goes, there's a group of guys there. And I'm like, are you serious? He goes, yeah, man. Those are the three FGs. I'm like, what? The three FGs? He goes, yeah, man. The third floor gangsters. I'm like, are you serious? So we took the elevator upstairs to the garage, and he's like, oh, my God. PLB. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, yeah, man, the parking lot boys, they take your car on the spot. You can't even wear colors anymore. They own every color. The other day, I was walking around wearing fuchsia and pink, and I got jumped. You know how embarrassing it is to wear fuchsia and pink, and then get jumped by grown men wearing fuchsia and pink? Come on, man. And anyways, Thanksgiving is coming up. Another holiday that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, we killed all the Native Americans, so let's go eat turkey and cornbread and give thanks for it? I'm still fat. I'm still fat because of all the useless holidays that we have. You know, any weight that I lose, I gain it back 3 weeks later. No wonder I'm still fat. For example, I go to the restaurants and I have to use the GPS to walk around the restaurants. Let me see if I go this way. No. I'm going to knock that guy's hat off with my tit. Let me go that way. No, I'm going to touch that girl's plate with my stomach. I'll just wait for that other side guy to move. Well, thank you, Roman. Thank you for the time. You can find me on Roman's page. I'm the one that's going to leave a big heart on Roman's page. All right, guys.
Thanks, Felix. I've been laughing with Felix. I'm going to the GPS cube.
The guy comes on the show, he doesn't give me a hello, doesn't even give me a goodbye. I'm not a fan of Felix right now, I got to tell you.
Yeah, I think he did it at the end, but you got to love the whole GPS thing, eating at a restaurant.
GPS?
Yeah, he said...
I couldn't hear him. What was he on, speakerphone? I had to really, like, you know, I got a headache trying to listen.
Oh, man, that was pretty funny, then. Yeah, it was a pretty good joke there. Coming for laughing with Felix, you can check him out on the Roman Show. Johnny, before we bring in Knucklehead of Toe Tappy,
you want some less. Get Stephen Cage on the show. Let's abuse him.
Yeah, he's there. Well, yeah.
All right,
let's go back to... what's that?
Was that English?
No, that was mumbling.
Oh, it sounded like weird moaning. Okay, let's get past that.
let's go to a quick wiggle right back.
Hey, this is Jacob Stitch Duran here, and if you guys really want to listen to the good talk, listen to the Roman Show.
For Florida MMA news and events, there's only one place to get your info from: MMAtothemax.net. From where to see the big fight to where's the next major event can all be found on the Sunshine State's number one source for MMA and grappling events, MMAtothemax.net. Don't click anywhere else and pump up the volume. You're listening to The Roman Show.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar John Cena. Keep listening to The Roman Show. If you don't, I'll check the phone book. I'll find you. It'll get weird. With these. Weird.
Yo, what's the biz, people? This your boy DJ Rex. And we got the two Dan, the Toe Tap. We got my man Knucklehead. We got the Breaks. Yo, shout out to Street Kingdom. Shout out to my boy Jay Ruggers and Mr. Noise, man. We on the beat. Let's go!
First off, it's simple. Knucklehead gentle, man. Outside chilling in the sand with my fans. Can I get a hand? As I praise my father, watch me use this dance. First switch your stance. Lean back a little bit, then you spread your legs. Just about the shoulder width, then you move your right foot out. Bring it back, kick it out. Then you do the same with the left, now you ride on route. What you mad about? You should be happy. I just taught you how to do the toe tappy. Before, you were looking so tacky. Now these beats and rhymes got your spirit so clapping. Coke Zero made it possible correctly. Got me looking fresh like Bentley. Inspect me.
Alright, that is a toe tappy as we are waiting the phone call of Knucklehead, who's going to be telling us about the latest craze and dance of toe tappy. By the way, my name is Raw right now, Johnny.
Don't give anything away. I haven't seen it.
All right, I won't give anything away, but I know that some people have been a little about Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, that's because I'm not on it yet. That's why.
That's all it is. But by the
until
way,
until Johnny Knockouts, or whatever they rename me or repackage me as, by the time I get to WWE, before I get on Monday Night Raw or SmackDown, that's when the ratings are going to change. Okay. Because I won't have it any other way. I won't allow that to happen.
That's right, Johnny.
So, okay, guys, welcome in. If it's then don't worry. Johnny Knockout is the Mighty Mouse of professional wrestling. I'm here to save the day.
Ratings booster from Johnny Knockout. All right, Johnny.
Hashtag.
We have Knucklehead on the line. Knucklehead, what's up, man?
Yo, what's up?
All right, pretty good, man. Welcome to the Roman Show. You're on with the Mr. Johnny Knockout out there from New York and Rodolph Roman out here in South Florida. Toe Tappy, man. Tell me about Toe Tappy. This thing went on World Star Hip Hop, which, mind you guys, I did a little research in the WorldStarHipHop.com website. And check this, Johnny. This is definitely going to just open your mouth. It's worth about $2.4 million, that website. Can you believe that? And all they do is just put crazy videos, fighting videos, music videos, $2.5 million. It was founded by a man simply known as Q. That is it. But Toe Tappy, it was a major hit on that site, man, and it's picking up a lot of balls in the net. What's going on with it? Go ahead.
Well, the Toe Tappy is, it actually was an accident how it was made. We were on America's Best Dance Crew, me and my crew, and we hadn't danced, like, street in a long time, and we're street dancers, so being at AVDC, you know, we were always in the hotel and always had to do choreography. So when we got eliminated, we finally got to home. This guy named Tadaz, the founder of Crump, was battling somebody. And he was beating this guy so bad that it was funny to us, kind of. So I started doing this dance. You know, I started tapping my feet or whatever. And my friends started catching on, like, yo, that's actually dope. And then people started catching on from there, and we started doing it. And then that's how it was made, the Toe Tappy right there.
And just like that, it came out of an accident. You know, it seems that sometimes some moves are made from accidents. You see a little movement there, and they're like, hey, why don't you make that into that move? Now, you put this thing on World Star Hip Hop, and it just blew off the roof. How many hits did that video get on World Star?
On World Star, I'm not exactly sure how many views it got on World Star. I know the one on YouTube has almost 4 million views, but I didn't...
Wow.
I didn't follow the view count on WorldStar. I know it was getting up there, though.
Now, what do you
YouTube,
put in the, what do you put in the tag sections that you get, like, 5 million views? I'm curious.
We just put Toe Tappy, Coke Zero stuff. And,
that's
you know,
it, huh? Wow.
That was it. It got even bigger because the video had Carmen Electra and Perez Hilton. So when the video dropped and they tweeted it to their following, it went crazy. People were on it like, yo, what's this? What are they doing? And they checked it out. Views went up.
It's the audience you play to. Yeah, totally right. Hey, you know what, Knucklehead? We got another resident Knucklehead on the line, and that's Roman. So he's got somebody that could share something common with him tonight.
Hey, what's going on with that, John? You picking on me this evening?
I am picking on you like I pick on you every week. This week I just have a new name for you. So.
Well, Knucklehead, you guys should check this out on YouTube. Coke Zero Dance, you can check it out. Now, Coke Zero Dance, why Coke Zero Dance? Is there any chance that deal with Coke?
Yeah, okay, so what happened was Coke Zero was having a kind of like a competition type of thing where they were looking for somebody to create an original dance, make it up, and they were going to back the dance up and everything like that. So, you know, I wasn't thinking much of it. I just was like, yo, I'll submit the Toe Tappy. So I sent it in, and they contacted me, and they're like, yo, we like the video you sent us. Can you send us another one? And so I got together with me and one of the boys from the group, and we put together another video. And they were like, yo, we like this one too. We moved you into the final section of the competition. We really like your dance. We're thinking about picking it. So we made the final video, and it was called Pass the Bottle, where we explain like our lives, where we came from, why dance is important to us and everything like that. And they liked it. So they made me the face of their Coke Zero campaign. They actually came out with a commercial and everything. Like, it hit pretty big.
Wow. So you're going to tell me that an accident turned you into, well, I don't know, a lot of money.
Yeah. And a lifetime supply of Coke Zero.
That's fantastic.
Wow. How about
that's
that
one,
Johnny?
Of my favorite drinks. That's great. I love Coke Zero.
Oh, yeah, I got crazy.
Send some to New York City.
Got you.
Now, and I'm looking at the video now as he's speaking. Again, you can check that out on YouTube.com. Coke Zero Dance. You can see it right there. Carmen Electra and Perez Hilton. Tell me, working with those two guys. Well, Carmen Electra, she still got it going on, even despite her age.
Yeah. Well, you know, of course it was a shock to have Carmen Electra walk in. I was like, okay. This is really Carmen Electra right here. But, you know, as time went on and I started teaching him the dance, it was just like normal. Now, Perez, it took a little bit more work. We had to teach him a little bit more. He didn't have too much rhythm, but he picked it up. The dance is really easy. So we had fun. Lots of fun on the video.
Did you get in contact with him? Did you get close to Carmen Electra when you were dancing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got as close as I could.
Did you have any, like, I don't know, did you pop a boner when you were dancing with her? Because I know I would. I'm just going to come out and say, why not? You know, they're not paying me not to, be graphic on this show. In fact, they're not paying me at all.
Nah, no, sir. I was having too much fun on the video set.
That's probably a good thing. You probably would have been stripped of your Coke Zero. So.
Yeah.
Did you stay in contact with them, though, Perez Hilton or Carmen Electra?
Just through social networks, nothing personal. You know, I tweet them. They tweet me back. That's pretty much it. Nothing too major. I'll tweet them, like,
Johnny?
The pictures we took and everything, and, you know.
I mean, that's pretty cool. That's the world we're living in now. I mean, like, it's kind of even hard. I can't even get my sister on the telephone. I have to text her. To actually have a conversation, to check that she's okay after the hurricane. I can't even call this girl. It's like, I text her, yeah, okay, I guess I'm getting a text back. She must be. At least I know her fingers are okay. I don't know if she's okay, but I know that her fingers are working. So that's...
Yeah, just her arms and her hands, that's it.
Yeah,
all
right?
Made it.
Jeez.
So,
that's
so
cool, man. I'm glad you're making waves
happy.
In your own way and doing something you enjoy doing. That's good, man. It's always great to hear that positive... things are happening to people, you know, that take the time and do what they love to do. And that's it, fans. You know,
it's
as easy as just putting something out there. I mean, that's all you could do. You just do what you can do, you know.
And no, go ahead now. Are you working on another dance, another hit?
No. I actually do another style of dance called Crump. Crump just came out maybe about 6-7 years ago. It was in a movie called Rise. They had like their own documentary. So dance is really my career. Like, that's what I actually really do. So I travel like to Russia, Germany, France, Japan, New Zealand, and I teach crump classes and judge awesome. Events. So that's what I do outside the toe tappy. Like crump is like my real deal career, and then the toe tappy is when we swag, have fun, laugh after everything.
Well, Johnny over here says that men don't dance. You think you could change Johnny's mind here?
I could definitely change his mind.
How about it, Dad?
Well, I mean, will it get me more dates? I mean, I got the looks going for me, but that only gets me so far, you know?
Toe tappy is the perfect dance. Simple and easy. Get in, get out. Boom, boom. That's it.
And what happens if the girls, like, they shoot you down? You got to say, toe tap your ass out of my apartment right now? No Coke Zero for you, baby.
Yeah.
How does that come about? How are you able to travel, like, country to country teaching dancing? I mean, how do you get these kind of opportunities? How did that come about? Did you work with somebody that was in a different country and then, you know, maybe they came in? Like, how did that come about? How did that all happen?
Yeah, well, it started with Tie Dyes. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him. He's the founder, the creator of Crump. He was just in the new Step Up movie that came out. He was in that. He was in, like, Stomp the Yard. But he's been doing it for a long time. And one of his old managers had contact with somebody from overseas because they used to have this website. So somebody hit up the website, there's like a form, and they're like, yo, we want to get you guys out here. And they went overseas and did like a tour, a country tour of different countries or whatever. And so it started there, and then we met him through a dancing event that he came to in our city. Mm-hmm. And the more we started working with him, the more people were like, yo, we want these people here, we want to get them here. And then after being on America's Best Dance Crew, it kind of, you know, opened up more doors, so... People are like, yo, we want this guy here in Russia. The crew is, like, split up from time to time. Like, you'll have people in Amsterdam, people in Russia, people in Japan, split up everywhere.
That's great.
So now it's really through, like, YouTube. They see YouTubes of us. That's the moneymaker right there.
That's great. Do you have, are you already past, like, the celebrity status where you don't have to do a show like America's Got Talent? Or do you think, like, you would be a good part for the... their show? Like, how does, you already past that point already, or?
Actually, for America's Got Talent, I was just thinking about auditioning for it.
Yeah,
only because Crump is still fairly new, so being there on that show could open more doors and let people know what Crump is, because a lot of people still don't even know what Crump is. It's still kind of new. So it'd be like, you know, if we go there, boom, now people know what Crump is in this type of atmosphere.
Absolutely. And you can get, like, feedback from a guy like Howard Stern. I mean, I like that guy, and he's definitely honest. He's not going to sugarcoat anything. And if, you know, a lot of people that follow him or listen to him on his show, if he can, you can get his approval, I mean, why not, you know? And that's as simple as it is, just putting in a tape. And you already know you're over with a bunch of people, so
yes,
I think
sir.
You should do it.
Yes, sir. Definitely.
Well,
thinking
no,
about
where can folks listen to your to, as far as any upcoming music or check out your dances and so forth and learn some crump or the toe tappy?
Oh well, for the everything for the toe tappy, I have a YouTube channel. It's Salute to the King, and it's Salute the number 2 and then THA. That's my channel that has all the toe tappy stuff that I've done, like in Germany, Japan, New Zealand. The very first video we made that we sent into Coke Zero, the Pass the Bottle one, the one that sealed the deal for everything. And it has the song and the music video, the second one, because we did two. And, so Salute to the King has all the toe tappy stuff. And then Official Tie Dyes, that has all of our crump stuff. And that's Official TIGHTEYEZ. Official Tie Dyes. That has all of our crump stuff on it.
Do we have a final question there, Johnny?
Yeah, no, I just have a statement. Make sure in this world that we're living in with the cell phones and the cameras and the YouTube that nobody catches you carrying a Pepsi, okay, and then post that somewhere because I don't want you to lose that deal. And if one day we become friends, I know that that means an excess of Coke Zero for me. So make sure you keep them happy, okay? Now, it's great talking to you, man. You seem like a very positive, upbeat guy, and I wish you the best.
Yes, sir.
And hell, if you're a fan of pro wrestling, check out Johnny Knockout. I'm on YouTube as well.
Cool, cool.
Well, no, go ahead. Thanks so very much for calling in, man. And right now, I think we're going to have to just start doing toe tapping here virtually. But thanks for calling in, man.
No.
And again, check out that video with the toe tapping. Do you want to break it down? Are you doing a little freestyle for me here?
I should.
I'm not putting you on the spot. Go ahead, man. Break it down. Do a little freestyle.
Rapping?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm not the best freestyler.
I got you. Well, you can virtually do the crump then, and we'll make sure that we're just picturing it in our mind.
Yeah, I'll text you guys a crump session.
There you go.
Definitely do that. We're going to put you up on the page, actually. We're going to link you your YouTube to our Roman Show Facebook page so people can check you out.
Cool, cool.
Yes, sir. Well, Knucklehead, thanks you very much for calling in, man. And, again, check out the Toe Tappy on YouTube. And you could also follow Knucklehead on Twitter, @itsknucklehead. Thanks so very much for calling in, my man.
All right. Thank you guys for having me, man.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you. Have a good night. Thank you.
All right.
There you go, Johnny. Real man, do that. We're doing the Toe Tappy, Johnny.
I think I got a new one. It just hit me. The Booyah Boogie.
Say what now?
The hashtag Booyah Boogie. What do you think? Hey, listen, man. I have no coordination at all. I cannot even do the running man. It's true. I have no coordination. I can wrestle. I can kick butt. Dancing's not my thing. But I'll try this toe tappy thing, and I hope I don't break my ankle.
But you see, that's what I understand. You have to have some sort of balance and coordination in wrestling. I'm sure you could do a toe tapping.
Wrestling, yes. Like beating somebody over the head with my fist is great. I definitely have great coordination for that. But I'm going to work on this Booyah Boogie, and maybe I'll make a JK reality video out of it. We'll see.
There you go, man. All right, Johnny. Well, that's a toe tapping. Thanks so very much for Knucklehead for calling in. Now, we're going to go into a little weird news talk, and then later on, Johnny, we're going to introduce a new little segment here. We're going to talk some entertainment, and we're going to have Miss Guzman. She's a local student, actually, here, Johnny. Yeah, the Roman Show, we'd love to help out those in need and those who want to do something with their life. Johnny, come on, man. She's the intern. Seriously. Behave, man. We're
just
trying to be a perfect example.
I just want to help out.
I'm sure you want to help out, but not in the way I'm thinking of.
Well, let's see what she would like. Last time.
But she'll be calling you a little later today to talk to us a little bit about what's going on in the world of entertainment. Gianelli Guzman will be helping us out here. But in the meantime, Johnny, and I know you love this section, and it's weird news.
I do. Weird. I really, really do. I always, every time I open up the New York Post, it's the first thing I go for, is the weird but true section.
Oh, I love that New York Post weird section. It's but they have the best stories there, don't they?
I just read that. I don't read any of that. Some of the garbage.
No, but I'm talking about the weird news part. They have a whole bunch.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And page six. And
yeah.
Page 6. You got to love page 6.
Page 6. Very good, yeah. Got it.
All right, Johnny. Well, let's go. Keith Parrell, 34 years old of West Springfield, Massachusetts, turned himself in on Thursday after being accused of beating his girlfriend, get this, with a pet python. Police said Parrell's girlfriend was in a hot tub when he used a python to whip her. The altercation left the woman with bruises on her knees, back, arms, and stomach, according to the cops. The Boston Herald reports that Parrell then tossed 4-foot snake into the tub. The python did not survive. Now, the Captain Thompson Wilkinson described the case as a little unusual, quote-unquote, according to the paper. Parra also allegedly threw a set of temporary stairs at the woman, damaged home furnishings, and stole several items from her. He is now facing charges of assault, battery with a dangerous weapon, in quotation marks there, Snake, assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, stare, and animal cruelty. How about that for that for change? Beat your girlfriend up with a python. A live python, for that matter.
That's ridiculous. You know, people go to jail for their entire life for animal cruelty, and I hope this guy isn't, like, not subjected to that. That's ridiculous. I mean, he is an animal that you don't know what's going on. He just beats. Oh, my God, I can't even speak about that. That pisses me off. I'd love to find this guy and just whip him with my fist. I'd love to pimp smack him and bitch slap him until he gets bruises on his body. Oh, my God. Took a weird turn. Well, this is weird news. So.
It is.
That's,
well, look,
that's,
you know,
terrible.
Bad,
how dare he do that to that snake? Maybe the...
Yeah,
I don't know.
Whoever... Yeah, it is. With tragedy...
Forget the girl. I don't care about the girl. The snake is what's the issue here. She's fine.
Well, the snake didn't make it. The
I know.
Didn't make it.
That's what I'm upset about. The woman made it. She just have a bruised kneecap. Okay, go rub some liniment on your joints. The snake I'm concerned with.
Check this out, Johnny. Unfortunately, with tragedy, there are just some buffoons out there that just take advantage of tragedy. Alfonso Monza wore a Red Cross jacket around Staten Island last week. People may have assumed he was helping others, but police say he was actually helping himself and merely wore the jacket to make it easier to burglarize homes evacuated because of Hurricane Sandy. This according to the New York Daily News. Manzo, who is 49, was reportedly checking out some homes on Midland Avenue when he was approached by some cops. Officials say Manzo claimed to be a volunteer for the Red Cross but didn't have any documentation. He was arrested and charged of burglary. Upon his arrest, he was allegedly discovered to be in possession of 6 white pills believed to be the methadone and was also charged with criminal possession of a controlled substance. You know, why is it that you know, come on, man. Seriously?
Man. I should be
come
in
on,
this
Johnny.
Presidential thing tomorrow. I would love to be voted as president. I would change so many things. I know everybody would say that, but guys like that'd be it. We just kill them off. I would say, listen, you know, you do nothing positive for this world. Just you're dead, you know. Goodbye. One less guy to cut me off in traffic. Next.
I'm trying to take advantage, man.
Well,
you know
what I mean?
Look,
some people are not... Oh, man, I know I'm going to upset a lot of people right now. I don't really give a shit. But some people some people are not very strong-minded, okay? But because of stuff like that, it forces people to not leave their houses and not evacuate their houses because they're afraid of something happening. And then you know what happens? Those people get hit with these storms, and then they die, like what happened last week. A woman is in intensive care. The husband, they never found him. They assumed he got carried away with this, you know, the water or whatever, wherever he ended up. Nobody knows. And they found the daughter dead a block away, all because they didn't want to leave their house out of fear of somebody burglarizing their house. Now,
I mean,
at least I'm not saying that it makes sense to stay in your house at all, because I'm not saying that. But I can understand why they would do it, because the idiots like that. Him and the snake guy should be, you know, back to back, and they should shoot him through the head both. So you only have to waste one bullet.
Roman Show doesn't provide promote violence, but Johnny.
I do. Johnny not going to promote violence, okay? Sometimes you need to pull the hammer down.
Here's the last one, Johnny, before we move on with our entertainment section. All right, a Polish firm that makes coffins, get this, has angered the Catholic Church by trying to drum up business with a calendar depicting topless models posing next to its caskets. Really?
What?
One image from the 2013 edition of the calendar has a blonde model wearing only a skimpy thong. It was a snake draped. What is it with snakes, man? And a snake draped around her neck, reclining on a coffin. In another, a woman wearing a crimson corset is depicted pulling out the heart of a man lying in a casket. I'm not even going to comment about this one, Johnny.
Okay, so we don't promote violence, but we promote gruesome beach of gruesome imaging, of disgusting, despicable. Oh my
That's
god!
Pretty nasty.
I don't really even know how to get my point across right now. That's how like confused I am by what I'm just hearing.
Yeah.
So is that that's their way of selling caskets?
I guess. I don't know.
Or is this like a?
Is that really a turn on? Come on, man.
Turn on? No, but you would believe it. Some people are just freaking weird. Stay off of Craigslist.
All right, check this one out before we go. Cash strapped United Kingdom government spent $16,000 on a dead snake. Again, this is another snake story. Why are snakes making the weird news section today? I have no clue. Britain's Britain's Foreign Office spent $16,000 to restuff the corpse of a giant 120-year-old snake at a time when government departments are being told to rein in spending. In response to a Freedom of Information request from political blog Gwyn Fox, the Foreign Office said the 20-foot anaconda called Aubert had been in poor condition and required essential maintenance. So they went ahead and spent about a little over $16,000 to restuff the corpse of a giant, and it's a 120-year-old snake. $16,000. It's already dead, Johnny.
I think they should just put it in like a plastic container and just put it on display. And it's 120 years old. I mean, you're gonna get some ripped threads, you know. What do you get? $16,000. Wow. You know, like I said, idiocy is like. We're basically the smart people are like minorities in this country, and it's horrible. If anybody's ever seen that movie Idiocy, or if they haven't, check it out. You may lose some brain cells. I don't know, but you know that's where our world is headed. It's like it's crazy. It's like looking into the future because, man, we're going down Schitt's Creek, and we're going down on like a on a what is that? When you
downward
go tubing?
Spiral.
Yeah, we'll use that.
Yeah,
it's bad. We're going down Schitt's Creek on a rocket ship. Terrible.
From ridiculous news, we're going to go to the
headache.
Fun news.
I got a headache over here.
Enough of the snakes, enough of the weird news. We're going to go now to the entertainment news provided by Gianelli Guzman. How are you, Gianelli? Welcome to the Roman Show. It's the first time for you, so I'm hoping you don't have those butterflies.
No, you guys kind of calm me down with the snake talk.
That is awesome. Gianelli, what you got for us this week with the entertainment? Welcome on board to the Roman Show.
Thank you very much. Well, first off, I have 50 Cent and Money Mayweather's bromance could be coming to an end. Both 50 Cent and boxer Floyd Money Mayweather got in a Twitter spat this Friday when the rapper quit the Money Scene promotion, which is the company that promotes Mayweather's boxing career. Now, Mayweather attacked 50, saying he's a male boxing groupie whose album sales have declined. But fighting back, 50 tweeted that he couldn't hang with Mayweather anymore because he was tired of running from Pacquiao. But just as the beef was getting juicy, 50 confessed this morning that the feud was fake. He stated that Mayweather asked him to pretend they were fighting because no one has paid attention to him since the 3-month prison sentence in August. Now, faking a fight for attention, I think that's a bit of a low blow, don't you think? But in other news...
It's funny you were saying that, and Johnny, you know, I don't know if you caught this, but 50 Cent and Money Mayweather were having this Twitter beef, and they were posting these pictures.
Oh, God,
and
this
I
is
really
the world come to.
No,
wow.
But these guys were bros, and they were hanging out with Triple H and JB and... And it's funny you mentioned that it was fake because you caught me off guard.
I'm really upset. I was planning on having a nice dinner with some nice coffee. I can't now. My stomach is upset because P. Diddy, or whatever the hell he's calling himself these days, and
50.
Mayweather are not getting along. I think I may lose sleep tonight.
Go ahead with the other news on entertainment. Go ahead, Janelle.
Well, we might be seeing Miley Cyrus kissing another girl, but that's if she accepts her offer from Sex.com. See, the porn company reached out to the former Disney star, saying they're willing to compensate extremely well for her doing softcore girl-on-girl makeout session with porn star Jesse Andrews. Now, being that Cyrus is engaged to actor Liam Hemsworth, do you think she'll be down for some lesbian action? Or would you be down to watch?
I will tell you this, Nelly. With that haircut, I think she's down, bound to do anything. I don't know about you, Johnny. Miley Cyrus.
You know something? I never heard this girl speak until I was watching Two and a Half Men, and I wasn't even sure that was her, but I guess she looks more and more like her dad with that haircut, you know, that Billy Ray Cyrus cut. That's horrible. She's a beautiful girl, but, like, would I want to see her kissing another girl? Definitely. Yeah, would I pay for it? No. I just go on the internet and look it up.
Offer her $1 million.
A million girls got enough money, don't you think? $1 million?
Yeah.
I think she probably could laugh at that.
Honestly,
depends
Christ.
On how much
she
likes girls. I don't know. I hope is a lot.
Oh, finally, we all know that tomorrow is the day we've all been hassled about, which is Election Day. Now, the results of the early voting are virtually tied, so the decision really falls in the hands of tomorrow's voters. So, I figured if there are a lot of people who are still unsure of whom to vote for, that I have a few facts that might help you make your decision. Now, first is Mitt Romney. Now, while Romney tries to appear as that clean-cut Republican with a five-point plan, this candidate can be more of a badass than you think. Did you know that Romney was arrested in 1981 for disorderly conduct after ignoring requests to stop driving his boat? And this rebel has a heart, though, because he once rescued a family of six in New Hampshire after their boat sank. But if you look at current President Barack Obama, he's known for becoming, of course, the first black president and being born in Hawaii, maybe. But most importantly, for bringing that swag into the White House. For example, did you know Obama is a Grammy winner? That's right. In 2006, he won a Grammy for the audio version of his memoir, Dreams from My Father. Not to mention, he's distantly related to actor Brad Pitt. Now, you think Romney has a chance against those genes? Well, according to Obama's close supporter, Jay-Z, he got 99 problems, but a Mitt ain't one. So do you guys think, Romney or Obama?
Yeah, Romney,
I'm
going to
have
to go first
tomorrow. I'm saying neutral. I am not saying anything about this. But, Johnny, if you want to go ahead and say your
thing. I do. Well, you know, I always have something to say. All those fun facts you pointed out, which were great and entertaining, by the way. You're doing a great job. It's just I heard nothing about how they're going to better this country. So, to me, I think they could both suck it.
But, Johnny, man, Obama's related to – Obama is somewhat related to Brad Pitt. That's a pretty cool
shit.
Thing. He has a Grammy.
I'm going to have to go out and vote for him right now. Our polls open. He's related to Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt did Angelina Jolie. Oh, my God. This country's going to be that much better if we reelect this guy. He's got to be.
Totally interesting.
It's in his genes.
Totally interesting stuff there that provided by Nelly in the entertainment section, and you can listen to her next week here on the show. Great job, Nelly, and welcome aboard on the Roman Show, and I'm sure you'll keep us more entertained next week on the Roman Show.
I like
you
it.
Better.
Thank you, Nelly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nelly. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Great stuff there, man. From
we
got to
give her the official stamp as a new recruit of the JK Army. How do you like the sound of this, Nelly? If you're still listening, Nelly Knockout. That sounds cool.
Nelly, I thought it was pretty good. Nelly Knockout. I think that's what we'll be introducing her like.
I know it's good. I
Nelly
said it.
Knockout. Well, good stuff there. Hopefully, those fun facts now. Maybe if you were an undecided voter, might change your mind or now really.
You know something? Oh my God. Roman, that's actually, that would help. You know why? Because that's the world we're living in. It's ridiculous. It's really, there's nothing you could do about it, but sit here and you could either get frustrated or just laugh at it. And I'm glad we can laugh at it because really, it's just what it is. I got to tell you something real quick. Do we have time?
Sure. Yeah, man.
Okay. It's going to take no more than 20 seconds if I could shut up and get to the point.
Go ahead.
I have a friend, okay, and she works out at this gym. I'm not going to name the gym because I don't want to give it any publicity because what they did tonight was completely ridiculous, okay? They got about 50 pizzas. Pizzas, okay? As a way to promote
what did
their
you
gym.
Say? At a gym? At a gym, 50 pizzas
yeah,
a year?
Yeah, it makes no sense. When I was managing LA Fitness in Lutz, Florida, okay, they used to do the same crack, that and Chick-fil-A, and it makes no sense. But she said the turnout, the draw, was just immensely ridiculous. Like, she couldn't even, like, it was like, wow, you know. I think it's ridiculous, but you got to give it to that company for, I mean, cashing in on people's stupidity. You know, I mean, why not free my protein shakes? This took a lot longer than 20 seconds, I know, but people get the point.
Like,
no pizza, work out. It's horrible.
50 pizzas at a gym.
50, yeah, when she told me 50, I was like, what the, really, 50?
Well,
I thought she
like,
was going to say, like, a couple of pizzas, what? And that would be bad enough, but 50 pies? I understand if you want to keep your members fat and then they could keep coming back to work out. That makes sense. But you know something? The people that are going to go for the pizza, okay, are not disciplined people in the first place, and they shouldn't be at the gym. We had this back and forth, me and her.
Was this like wheat pizza or something? Or just like
wheat pizza, yeah, no gluten. Gluten-free pizza, yeah, okay. My bodybuilder friend tried to get me to eat pizza one time, and he goes, look, you know, this is made from real mozzarella. I'm like, what's the other stuff, fake mozzarella? Like, what's... No, this is fresh mozzarella. What the hell is the difference? Like, pizza's pizza. Pizza's pizza's pizza. It's just like the Caesars guy. Pizza, pizza. It's all fattening.
We just
no
gave
good.
Him a plug. Yeah, right? All right, listen, before we move on and take some of the phone calls, I want to mention to you this one. A foul-mouthed parrot seeks a new home in the United Kingdom. Everyone has a few funk. In Becky's case, he swears
that's
a lot. And he bites, which aren't good qualities, if you could think about it. Now, still, honestly,
no.
It's the best policy.
You ever been bit
so
by a parrot?
What's that?
You ever been bit by a parrot? I haven't, but I saw somebody get bit one time. It's horrible.
I've been bit by a chicken.
You've been bit by a cock?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, that'll wake
you
up.
Right, but yes. No, that's a rooster. That was by the chicken, by the hen. And they are very...
Wow. What the hell are you doing around with a live chicken anyway?
Hey, true story. I was trying to chase it at a fair, and it bit me. And yeah, it's not good.
That's a good thing. You know why? Because just like Rocky, you caught that chicken.
Yes, that's a good thing.
Did you choke the chicken when you caught it?
I did not choke the chicken. Let's go to a quick
chicken. I choked the chicken. I have an episode on the JKO reality. JKO chokes the chicken. Check it out. YouTube.com.
JKO. We'll be right back with a small little break here.
This is Booker T, 5-time WCW champion. Make sure you guys keep listening to The Roman Show. And I know you can dig that. Sucker!
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to romandh@yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, romandh@yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again.
Oh, hey, folks, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and I'd like to listen to The Roman Show, tough guy.
Now, right, we're back in The Roman Show. Thanks again to Nelly with the entertainment section. They're good stuff out of that. And Johnny, we're going to take some phone calls real briefly here.
Definitely.
In fact, this is our good friend Lorraine. Lorraine, welcome to The Roman Show. It's been a while.
Hello. How are you? Hi, Johnny.
Lorraine Knockout.
Hello. How's it going on your end over there in Philly?
It's going good. You know, they're still doing some cleanup on certain spots that got hit a little hard. But thankfully, we weren't hit as bad. So, you know, my prayers go out to everybody, you know, else that got hit really bad.
perfect. We're very good. Anything in particular that you want to talk about today's show?
No, not really. I figured I haven't been able to listen to your show, and I got the chance to, so I wanted to call in and say hello to you and Johnny.
It's really good to have you on here. I mean, me and Lorraine have been speaking for the past couple of weeks on our friend Reality Check Radio, where she and Stephen Cage host. And, it's good to hear Lorraine back on the Roman show. We would hear her every week, and now she's, you know, busy, busy lady, which is good.
You know, an occupied mind can only do better things.
That's right. How's the family, okay?
The family's great. Rosalie learned how to grow raspberries, so now she's doing raspberries and getting squash and sweet potatoes all over.
Nice. That means she's healthy, and that's exactly what we want to hear. That's great. Give her a baby five for me.
I sure will.
Awesome. Thank you, Lorraine.
Thanks, you're Lorraine.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you. Bye. All right, now speaking of Reality Check, we're going to have the host of Reality Check, Mr. Stephen Cage. How are you, sir?
Hey, Mr. Roman. How are you doing today, sir?
Pretty good, man. Welcome to the Roman Show. How are you, my man?
I can't complain. And Mr. Knockout, after we spoiled you with a JKO Appreciation Night, how are you doing today?
Oh, because of that, I'm great. Very good. You see, Roman, that's a gentleman right there. A guy that says hello to both the hosts, okay? I don't know if you've been listening, Mr. Cage, because you had your show going on, and we respect that, but it was a guy we had on the show here. He tells jokes. By the way, they're not that funny, okay? And not for nothing, the guy don't even say hello to me. I correct him, and then he don't say goodbye. I think we got heat. We got heat.
you're talking about Mr. Felix, Mr. Comedy Man. Is that what you're speaking of?
I think Felix the Cat is funnier, and Felix the Cat had no verbiage in his shows. It was just him, like acting without speaking.
And can
that
I show
the really went over for it was a fart in church.
Mr. Knockout, I believe hashtag shoot is now trending worldwide. You just shot on your own co-host on your own program.
That's but, disgusting. We're a PG show. I didn't... Wait, never mind.
Anyway,
it was the python.
Well, speaking of a python, hashtag cockfight is also trending worldwide because Mr. Roman got bitten by... chicken, right? Hashtag cockfight.
Yes, it was a chicken.
Are you calling Roman a chicken?
Well, it's the fact. What was he doing chasing chickens in the first place?
That's what I said.
I was at a farm and I was just trying to chase the darn thing because, you know, I thought they were cute and I just got bit by the mom.
You thought they were cute? Is that what you said?
Maybe they're little chickens, man.
We have to mute his microphone. Do you believe this, Kate? We've completely turned this show into a 180. Not long ago, it was me and Roman that was ganging up on Mr. Cage here, but now it's me and Cage picking on Roman.
I was a kid, and, you know, I just was doing get little chickens. That's all it was.
Anyway. So, Mr. Roman, first off, from the bottom of my heart, and I could speak on behalf of all of Reality Check Radio, that we always thank you very much for giving us, you know, a little time here to promote our show on your program. And mind you, to steal from one of your commercials, yes, you guys are one of the most original, you guys are one of the most entertaining and the fun, and et cetera. But one thing you guys aren't is you guys aren't the most real show on the net.
What are you talking about? He's got me on the show. It's something more real than that.
Listen. Hence enter Reality Check Radio. Hence enter Reality Check Radio, which you have even been part of, Johnny. So hence I will take, you know, you will get that credit where credit is due. You do bring the real to Reality Check Radio at times when you surprise us every Thursday. That's why you have the nickname the savior of Reality Check Radio. But anyway, well, I'm
you owe me chocolate,
now,
by the way. I'm sure you lost that bet we made a couple weeks ago. I want my
$5 chocolate. Actually, I did. So that, but we'll talk about that this Thursday, if anything. But if anything,
it's good,
let me go ahead.
Good, Roman.
This guy's good. We'll promote. Let me go ahead and just promote real quick with Mr. Roman's permission. My show for tomorrow. Is that okay with you?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, guys, tune in tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time when Reality Check Radio returns live. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/realitycheck1. I have to say tomorrow is one of the most star-filled lineups that we've ever had, where we actually interviewed two superstars. One of them, that he's the last of his kind. He's the literally the last. That's his name, the Last Warrior, Grey Wolf. We're going to have him on the show tomorrow. He's a multiple champion all over the United States. So I'm going to have the honor of having him on the show tomorrow. And then we also have a very big international superstar. Plus, he's known all around the United States, known as Samurai del Sol, which actually in English, that means Samurai of the Sun. So we're going to have him on the show tomorrow night, and it should be a very epic show tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, not 9:01, not 8:59, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/realitycheck1. Also, we have Caged Heat at midnight. And Thursday, we also have Aubrey St. John on the show. So she's showing up on Jerry Springer and all that good stuff. So it's... We're pretty lined up for this week.
Now, is there anything that you left out? Like, possibly MySpace, a LinkedIn, Connect Me, anything. Now Google's willing to do it.
Yeah, like, if they just want to follow, I post up the links for the shows every day. Every week on the fan page.
Okay, well, you make sure that you keep this line in your mind, is that one hand washes the other. So on Thursday night on your show, make sure that you plug the Roman Show, which is every Tuesday night at 9:30, right here at blogtalkradio.com/RodolphoRoman.
And don't I make a knockout when I have
to? We got to get Johnny Knockout's name in there somewhere, Roman. We have to.
Yes.
Featuring Johnny Knockout or something, you know. Maybe in big line green letters.
Hey, but wait a minute, Johnny. I promote the Roman Show almost every week when I have you on the show. And last week I had Roman promote his own MMA award. So what are you talking about, Willis?
I never said you did it. I'm just saying give us a 15-minute shout-out like you just did for yourself on here.
All right, Keith.
Now, we're on, buddy. Have a great
show,
brother.
Thanks for calling in. Yes, sir. Thank you for calling in, Keith.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man.
All right, Johnny, final thought before we go, man.
Before I get into my final thoughts, I just want to say that I can't believe I'm saying this, that Stephen Cage is a gentleman. Yeah, he knows how to be respectful. That's a good thing. That goes a long way in this life. I want to thank Knucklehead. I want to thank Jerry Lynn for being on the show. I want to thank, Nelly. Nelly Knockout. Ow! She sounded hot, too, by the way, Roman, so maybe you got to hook us up. I want to also thank Carmen Electra just because it gave me a chance to ask if Knucklehead had popped a boner when he was teaching her how to dance, whether or not she ever hears this, you know, whatever. Hopefully I could see her one day and things might be different in my case. But anyway, great weird news. Keep that up. And as always, fans, anybody in the Lancaster area, I will be in your neck of the woods at Lancaster Championship Wrestling. Okay, go to lcwpro.com, or you could just come on facebook.com, the Johnny Knockout Reality, for ticket information. That's November 17th, and change will be in the air. Also, Valor Pro Wrestling, I will be appearing in Red Lion, Pennsylvania, December 1st. So you guys could check out valorwrestling.com, or you could follow me on Twitter, at JKOReality, or you could check out my promos for these two events on JKOTube. That's youtube.com/TheRealJKO. And I think all the shameless plugs aside, I want to wish all the people that were affected by Hurricane Sandy a speedy recovery. For anybody that lost family or, you know, their housing, my heart goes out to you. There's only so much I could say, but just please stay strong. If you know anybody that is out there that has been affected, just give them as much support as possible and fill their life with positivity, because they certainly need it. And we're going to do the best that we can on our end as well. And that's really it. So thank you, Roman, and I look forward to next week.
Yes, sir. And, guys, thank you so very much, all the folks over there in your neck of the woods, Johnny, from New York and in Philly and Chicago and in California, who voted for the Roman Show as a top
MMA show in Florida. Fortunately, we came a little short, but much love to El Octagono for winning. They do well deserve it as well. But, hey, we'll get them next year. But thank you so very much for taking your time, that 1 minute in voting for us. I really, really appreciate that stuff. But with that said, man, make sure that you tune in on Wednesday night at 9 p.m. as we have a stacked MMA show with Eric Prindo, Marlon Morales, Sky Moisiak, Rad Martinez, Kelsey DeSantis, and so much more. Make sure you tune in, man, and follow us on Twitter at RomanDH, hashtag RomanShow. And with that said, everyone over there in New York, man, stay safe. I know you're going to get through this stuff. You've been through the worst. And this is just pretty much a little bump in the road. You'll get over it. Much love to New York.
The fight is, you know, we just keep our nose to the grind. These kind of things, I mean, we get past it in like a week's time or so, and we're off to the next thing. It's just the way we're programmed. So.
Yes, sir. No you difference. Definitely guys are.
Thank you. You guys thank you guys over there, man. You guys on the coast.
Yes, sir.
Stay cool.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Johnny. And, well, tomorrow, guys, make sure you vote. And just make sure that who you vote for is
yeah,
right.
Barack Obama is related to Brad Pitt. Get out there and do it.
And Mitt Romney got arrested for voting. I mean, that's pretty hardcore.
You know
man.
What?
Hey,
he probably wasn't even doing anything wrong. Cops always exaggerate shit. You know that. Come on.
Well, whatever it may be, maybe we just helped you making a decision on who you're going to vote for here in the Roma Show. Well, that said, man, happy General Election Day. And, Johnny, good night, man, and be safe out there in New York. Till next week, guys, and tune in this Wednesday at 9 p.m. Good night, guys.